Okay, good evening, everyone. We are in the middle of learning the halachos of Hadlakas Neiros. We're almost finished. Tonight, I think, will be the last night for Hadlakas Neiros. And we discussed last night the halachos of that when a woman lights the candles for her, she accepts Shabbos. Once she lights candles and makes the bracha and she has finished, and for her it is Shabbos. We discussed what about the other members of the family, and we also discussed last night exactly when she accepts Shabbos. Is it exactly with the lighting, or is it with the bracha? Which one really is it? And we discussed that as far as not blowing out the match. That was all last night. There is another halacha that, let's say a person, a lady, wants to light the candles, but she has in mind specifically that she does not want to accept Shabbos with the lighting of the candles. There's still something she needs to do. Is she allowed to do that? Is she allowed to make what we call a tenai, a condition that I do not want to accept the Shabbos with the candles, I just want to do that, and then I want to do some other melacha, is that allowed or not? So that is a tremendous discussion amongst the Paiskim, and a person really needs to ask a shaila in each and every situation. There are those that say yes, there are those that say no, and there are those that have somewhat of a compromise, that only if it's really necessary. There are those that say only if it's a mitzvah, like davening mincha, right? Mincha needs to be Friday afternoon. It's a Friday, it's not a Shabbos tefillah, it's a Friday afternoon tefillah. So there are those that say that if a woman wants to daven mincha, but first she just wants to light the candles, so then she can make a tenai that she did not accept Shabbos, so for her it's not Shabbos yet, and then she could go ahead and daven mincha. Or if a lady still needs to do preparations in regards to going to the mikvah at night. So there also, that is a mitzvah, and that would be permitted. There are those that say that it doesn't have to be a mitzvah per se, it could be any need. Let's say a person is eating out all the way in the other side of town, and they don't want to have to walk there and back, they want to light candles at home, then, which we said is preferable, then maybe get some benefit from the candles, or get benefit when they come home, but drive to the place where they are eating, and then they'll walk home after the suda. But they don't want to have to walk both ways. Is that allowed or not? A person needs to ask a shayla at that time. There's a machlokas I saw if taking a taxi to the kaisel, is that considered a mitzvah? The Tzitz Eliezer says that is considered a mitzvah. Each and every situation needs to be dealt with. Let's say it could be nogea for children and for older people and sick people that it's harder for them to walk. A person needs to keep that in mind, but that is a possibility as far as making a tenai, and it's enough mentally, even if a person doesn't say it out, to not accept Shabbos. A last halacha that we need to discuss is the following, that you can't use the candles for anything except illumination, because they are huktza lemitzvasa. Huktza means set aside, like the expression muksa, and the candles are not allowed to be used for anything except for light. Now, don't get confused about Chanukah. The Chanukah candles can't be used at all for anything. Over here, it's the opposite. You are supposed to use the candles. Like we said, you must get benefit from the candles. But what we're saying here is that the only benefit you are allowed to is for its light. Meaning that you can't light a match from the licht for some other purpose. Meaning, let's say a person needs to light the oven. Let's say someone, the man in the house, who is not Mekabel Shabbos. So the wife lights the candles, and a man needs to light an oven from, take a match to use it to light the oven or a stovetop, or to light a cigarette if somebody wants to still catch one more cigarette before Shabbos begins. The halacha is that you're not allowed to light a match from the licht because it was already set aside for its mitzvah. What about if you're not using it for some other usage, but you want to light another candle? Let's say your family is lighting 7 candles because they have 5 children. And after 3 candles, the match went out. So they need to light another 4 candles. So the halacha is that to directly light another candle, now with oil, that's probably not possible. But if you, let's say it's a tea light and you could pick up the tea light and bend it over to light another candle, then that's permitted because that is for the mitzvah of lighting candles. And that's directly from one candle to another, that would be permitted. But what about to light a match from one candle for the purpose of another candle? Meaning it's not for some other purpose like a cigarette or for the oven, that's not allowed, and it's not direct, which is permitted, but you're doing a match in between. So there, technically, it is permitted because it's not a match for some other purpose, it's a match to light another candle. But the Mishnah Berurah in Reish Samach Gimel, Sifkat Dalet, he says that the custom is not to do that. Not to take a match from one candle to light another candle, rather what a person should do is strike the match again, and they have not accepted Shabbos upon themselves yet. Even if you hold that it's lit, that you accept the Shabbos with the candles, as lighting the candles, as we discussed last night, but even if I lit two or three already, but my intention is to light seven candles, so I haven't accepted Shabbos yet. Even, for sure, I haven't made my bracha yet, but even with the lighting of the candles, I haven't accepted Shabbos yet, so I'll be allowed to strike another match to light the rest of the candles, and that is what a person should do. That, I do believe, covers all of the halachos. I think we had 12 shiurim on the halachos of Hadlakas Neros. That, I think, covers enough of the basics, and even a little bit more of what we need to know in regards to Hadlakas Neros. Of course, there's many shilas that come up, but Bez Hashem, hopefully tomorrow night we'll continue with a different topic of halacha. If you have any suggestions, someone suggested challah, we could continue with that. You could let me know. In this past week's parasha, Parashas Nasai, there is a series of a few psukim that are very, very famous that we say in davening every morning. And that is Yivarech Hashem v'yishmerecha, Yar Hashem panav elecha v'yichuneka, Yisa Hashem panav elecha v'yaseim lecha shalom. Now those psukim are what the Kayanim bench, they bless everybody. In outside of Eretz Yisrael, they do it only on Yamim Tovim, but that is a famous pasuk, and the pasuk of Yivarech Hashem v'yishmerecha, the Chafetz Chaim says something very beautiful. He says the following, that the Medrash says, Yivarechacha Hashem, Hashem should bless you, meaning the Kohanim is speaking to the people, Hashem should bless you. What does that mean? With money. That Hashem should bless a person with parnasa, with nechasim, with possessions, property. V'yishmerecha, that Hashem, that it should be guarded from you, from mazikin, from people that could take it away. Meaning it's one thing to have money, but if it's going to be lost, then it's not so much of a blessing. So the Kohanim are blessing us that we should be able to have parnasa, and that it shouldn't be taken away from us. It shouldn't be damaged any which way, that we should be able to retain our money. And the Chafetz Chaim says a beautiful mashal. He says that let's say you have a father that is very proud of his son because his son has a parnasa and his son has money, whether he got it as a gift or he worked hard for it. So the father will help the son investments and help him, give him advice as far as which bank to put the money in. He will help him. He's very happy to offer his help to help the person. But if he sees that his son steals the money, then he's not proud of the fact that his son has the money. He stole the money. So then the father is not going to help, and he's not going to help him protect the money any which way. And Chafetz Chaim says that's what the Kohanim are benching everybody. That it should be Yivarechacha Hashem. It's only a blessing if a person makes his money honestly. If a person steals or lies and cheats in regards to money, so then it's not Yivarechacha Hashem. He grabbed the money some other way without the blessings of Hashem. Then it's not going to be V'yishmerecha. Then our Father, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will not save us from car trouble or things like that. Okay, I don't mean to say that if somebody has car trouble, that means they're dishonest in business. But Hashem will not give us as much protection if we get our money in ways that are not proper. And I don't expect anyone here, you know, to go rob a bank or anything like that, but it's definitely something that we all need to be careful of. And a lot of times we borrow something from somebody and we're not careful about returning it or returning it in the same condition, or somebody lends us money and we have full intention of paying back but we totally forget. You know, sometimes you go to a speech and it's a $5 suggested donation, or $10, and of course you don't go alone because then that shows you have no friends, so you have to go with somebody else, and whoops, you forgot to bring your pocketbook. So your friend lays out for you and you say, oh, could you just lay out the $5 for me, I'll pay you back when you get home, when we get home. And a person means well, but that's the type of thing where a person could forget. A person needs to make sure that every penny that they have is 100% theirs. And if a person owes money, you borrow something, okay, if you borrow an egg, maybe it's understood from your next door neighbor that you don't have to pay back. But if you borrow a whole container of milk or a whole container of chrein and something like that, then, you know, five cucumbers, then a person needs to be careful that all the possessions that they have is honest, and it's really a Yivarechacha Hashem, and in that schus, it will be V'yishmerecha, Hashem will watch all of our possessions. Okay, everybody should have a good night.